my desire for Bethel Chapel is to be a passionate church. Be a church of passion. Be passionate about, we can get passionate about a lot of things, and we are passionate about a lot of things. Oh, we get passionate about silly stuff. Get passionate about our sports teams when they do good, when they do bad. We get passionate about money when we have it and when we don't. If you have it, you want more of it. If you don't have it, you'll do whatever it takes to get more. Right? You feel like you're just so deprived. Passionate. I wanted us to be passionate. And it seems like at the beginning of the year, the Lord just kind of spoke to my heart about Bethel Chapel being a passionate church. Having passion. Passion to praise for praise. Passion for purity, right? Passion for people. Passion for a prize, the prize of eternity. Passion for, we need to have a passion for what we believe. Do we really believe it? Is there not a cause? Is there not a, are we just doing this to go through the motion, or is there really something to this? Does it really mean anything? Does it if it don't, you know what, we might as well just sell out and close up shop. Hey, man, and you know what, there's a lot of other things we can do on a Sunday night. Man, there's a lot of churches that are doing other things on Sunday night. And I believe it's churches that have lost their passion for what they are doing. Amen. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause to live holy? Is there not a cause to live righteous? Amen. We ought to be passionate. If there's a cause, we ought to be passionate about that cause. Amen. Passion. I don't know. I can tell you that to be a passionate church is going to take a change of the very culture of what our church is in many ways for us to be passionate about something. To be passionate about something. So, you're going to hear more about passion. Okay? You're going to hear more about passion because we need to get passionate about some things. Amen. Tonight, if I could, I'd like to have you turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'll read to you just a verse there as a place to begin, and then we will go many more places, many more places. 2 Timothy chapter 3, tells us in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Verse 16 tells us, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given to us by inspiration of God. If God inspires it, it ought to inspire us. If God breathes it, amen? If God breathes it out, we ought to take it in. Hallelujah. If God inspired it, we ought to be passionate about it. Man, I want to talk to you tonight, passionate about the Word. Passionate about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, you know what? Notice I didn't use the word Bible. Because Bible is used for about everything nowadays. Bible. You've got your, Brother Rob, you got your golf Bible, you know? A Bible concerning any subject that you want. It's almost like, something for dummies. You've seen those books out there, you know. Now they've got a Bible for this. In other words, it is a collection of books or collection of thoughts put together to help you on a specific subject. You've got your Bible for auto mechanics. You got your Bible for for your Apple product, you know. You've got your Bible for this and your Bible for that. I'm not talking about a leather-backed black book Bible. I'm talking about the book they call a Bible, right? And then if you go to the store and ask for a Bible, oh my goodness, you don't know what you're going to get now. It will come with all kinds of different initials behind its name. It may be KJV. It may be NKJV. It may be NIV. It may be, who knows, all the different initials that there are behind all of the different Bibles. And when you read them and you look at them, some of those Bibles don't even really sound like a Bible. When you read it and you think about it, you know what? That don't sound like the verse that I learned back in vacation Bible school when I was just a kid. That verse, that don't sound the same. It don't have the same ring to it. It don't seem, because you know what? Everything is called a Bible nowadays. Everything is called a Bible. But we're talking about the Word of God. The Word of God. Amen. For our purposes, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail tonight, but for our purpose, we use the KJV, King James Version. Amen. I like the King James Version. Amen. People say, well, you know what? It's just too hard. It's just too hard. Can't do it. I can't read the KJV. So, you know, we dumbed down the Bible, excuse me, to the point that the message is diluted and the message is not the same. Yeah, it reads like a storybook. It reads like a fairy tale, but in the end, you're not getting the message that God wanted you to receive. Amen? Amen. Yeah, it may be some, you know, it's kind of like the education system in America. You know, what the way that I used to learn how to do math, the way I used to learn how to do, I didn't really learn to do much English, but the way I used to learn how to do science and all those things, now they say people can't learn that way anymore. They can't learn that way anymore. We got to dumb it down. Dumb it down. I'll tell you, one of the worst things they started doing was, you know, testing people to find out if they're learning anything and standardized testing or whatever, because what they found is that we've got so many kids that are not passing the test. So instead of bringing the kids up to the standard, let's bring the standard down to the kids so we can get them all to pass. Hence Common Core or whatever you want to call it, right? And so now we just dumbed down the education. So now we got smart kids. They're passing the test. No, they're not any smarter than what they were before. Right? Amen. It's even got to the point where we question whether 2 + 2 = 4. If some child says it's 5, well, it might be in the way that they figure it. That may be their opinion of how it is. Maybe it is 5. Who are we to say that it's 4? We've kind of dumbed it all down. Can I tell you why would we want to do that with the Word of God? Amen. The Word of God is God's Word. Amen. We ought to be passionate about the Word of God. Amen. It ought to, when we talk about the Word of God, amen, it ought to thrill our soul. Amen. That somebody wants to talk about the Word of God. Amen. When somebody says, let's read the Word. Amen. Let's read the Bible. Amen. We ought to be passionate about the Word of God and the Scripture. Amen. The Scripture is being taken out of our schools. Right? Nowadays, even if you just carry your Bible to school, to a public school, you could be kicked out, because that's very offensive to some. While yet, they can have, the Muslims can have their prayer time, while the Muslims can carry their Quran, but don't carry a Bible into school. Isn't that a shame? Isn't it a shame that the day we're living in? I'll tell you that. That's frightening to think that our school system has got to such a point. But what is becoming even more frightening is because the Bible's not hardly welcome in our church anymore. The Bible's not hardly welcome in our church. The Bible is almost just a side note in the messages preached on a Sunday. The Bible is just something that is not really sought after, or not our messages and our lessons do not even have to be Bible based. Scripture, all Scripture given by inspiration of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. We have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Man, notice it says, the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. It was not just man's ideas that were put down into a book and called the Bible. But thank God, amen, that this is the will of God. This was given as holy men of God spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. Amen. These were not words that they came up with. It's not their thoughts, not their opinions, but it is the words of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As the Holy Ghost moved on men to pen the Scripture. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Amen. The word of God is permanent. Do you know that? That word of God is permanent. Amen. Not even the slightest little mark, amen, will pass away from the word of God. But the word of God will endure. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Amen. I believe that God is very serious about his word and the Bible. Amen. It's God's Bible. It's God's word, right? Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11. I like this verse. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen. I want you to know the word of God, amen, accomplishes the work of God. Amen. God does not need us, our help. He does not need our assistance to modify, to reconstruct, to rephrase, to reword the Bible. Amen. God said it just like he likes it to be said. Amen. And the Bible, amen, it does its work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You can preach the word and you can find that it's still effective. The Bible, the word of life, it should be held forth. The word, amen, it should be proclaimed. The word, it is meant to be heard. The word of truth is meant to be received. Amen, the word of faith is meant to be believed. The word of wisdom is meant to be ministered to others. And the word of faithfulness, amen, is to be held fast. In our life, it is the word of God. Amen. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against God. Amen. The word of God, it's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Amen. Life and power and health and fruitfulness, amen, are meditated from God through his word. This is the way he has decided to do it. If we stay away from the word, the light will grow dim. The word is the fuel for our lamp. You shine holding fast the word of God. Amen. The word is the fuel for your lamp. If you don't have the word, the wick of your lamp will not be moistened in the fuel of God's word, and your lamp will go out. Amen. It is the light unto our path. It is the lamp that leads us and guides us. Amen. It takes us into truth. Hallelujah. It's the word of God. Hold it fast. Give it yourself. Hold it in your mind. Hold it in your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. It's God's word. It's God's word. Amen. This is a quote from Spurgeon. This volume is the writing of the living God. Each letter was penned with an almighty finger. Each word in it dropped with everlasting lips. Each sentence was dictated by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Albeit that Moses was employed to write his histories with his fiery pen, God guided that pen. It may be that David touched his harp and let sweet psalms of melody drop from his fingers, but God moved his hands over the living strings of his golden harp. It may be that Solomon sang canticles of love or gave forth words of consummate wisdom, but God directed his lips and made the preacher eloquent. If I follow the thundering of Nahum when his horses plow the waters, or Habakkuk when he sees the tents of Cushan in affliction, if I read Malachi when the earth is burning like an oven, if I turn the smooth page of John who tells of love, or the rugged, fiery chapters of Peter who speaks of fire devouring God's enemies, if I turn to Jude who launches forth anathemas upon the foes of God, everywhere I find God speaking. It is God's voice, not man's. The words are God's words. The words of the eternal, the invisible, the almighty, the Jehovah of this earth. The Bible is God's Bible. And when I see it, I seem to hear a voice springing up from it saying, I am the book of God. Man, read me. I am God's writing. Open my leaf, for I was penned by God. Read it, for he is my author, and you will see him visible and manifest everywhere. Amen. It's the word of God. It's God's word. It's God's Bible. Hallelujah. Hold fast. Hold fast the word of God. Hold fast. Hold fast to it for the sake of faith. For the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hold fast to it for the sake of your joy. John 15:11. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Hold fast to it for the sake of your freedom. If you abide in my word, amen, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hold fast for the sake of holiness. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. Hold fast for it for the sake of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by the works of the law? Amen. God's Spirit works according to the Scripture. Hallelujah. Hold fast to it for the sake of life. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hold fast to it for the sake of strength and stability and fruitfulness. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Amen. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It's the word of God. The word of God. Amen. Delight in the word of the Lord. Delight in the word of the Lord. It's his word. It's his word. It's God's word. Amen. When we read the Bible, Amen. It's not the thoughts of men. Amen. This is the thoughts of God. It is the words of God. Hallelujah. Church, amen. We need to be passionate about the Bible. We need to be passionate about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to be passionate. Help us to be passionate, Lord. Hallelujah. We need to be passionate for the Bible, first of all, because who is the author of the Bible? That's enough to get passionate about. That's enough to get passionate about is God's Word. You can go to sleep now, Bill. I got my glasses off. Amen. You can, the passion of the Bible. Amen. You ought to be passionate for the Word of God because now, amen, let me tell you, He is the one that wrote it. He is the one that wrote it. Louis L'Amour, in one of his short stories, tells a story of a man that he came in to a library and he went through all the books and he stood there looking at all the books. And he came to an old, well-worn, leather-backed book of William Shakespeare. He took the book down off the shelf. He held it in his hands. He thumbed through the pages. He smelt the book. He ran the thumb through the pages and sniffed the air of the book. He took that book and he held it close to him. And he went running out of the library. Somebody saw him take the book. They chased him down. They ran. They finally caught him. He was out of breath, but he was holding on to that book. They asked him why he had taken that book. And he said, I don't know how to read, but I do know this author. He knew William Shakespeare. I mean, you know what? He was passionate for that book even though he couldn't even read it because he knew the author. You know what? We ought to get passionate about the Word of God. Do I understand the Word of God completely? No. I'm not passionate about it because I know so much about it. That's not because of my, I'm not passionate about it for any other reason, but I know who the author was. I know who the one has spoken. Amen. That for that reason, I'm passionate about the Word of God. Amen. I want to hang on every word. Amen. If God the Father came into this building and began to read the Bible from the book of Genesis 1 all the way through, amen, we would sit and we would listen to every word because it was God speaking. Well, listen, amen, God's already spoken. Amen. It is His Word. And we ought to be passionate because it is God speaking to us. Hallelujah. God speaking. God speaking. It is God's Word. It is the Word of God. It's God speaking to us. And church, amen, there's nothing. Amen. There is nothing more that we should be inspired by, amen, than to hear God speak. Hear God speak. And the Bible, we ought to be passionate about the Bible because it's author. It's God. It's the words of God. Man, it amazes me. The other day I was listening to a news thing and they was talking about a man's book has been on the New York Times bestseller list. Okay? That's quite an achievement. But it's already been on the New York Times bestseller list for 5 months. So many people want this book. So many people are seeking after it. And then they want, why? And I begin to think, why? There's so many people interested in the words of this man. Why? Yeah, maybe he has some views that people like. Maybe he's got wisdom that he can share. Maybe he's got insight that we have not seen and we do not realize. But think about the Word of God. Think about the Bible. Amen. Think about this Bible that we read. It is the words of God. Think about who wrote that book and the author of that book. Can I tell you? Amen. I believe he's got the wisdom that we need in our life. I believe, amen, if anybody's got insight into what I need in my life, it's got to be the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Amen. God Amen. It's the author that should be make us passionate. Make us passionate. Make us passionate for the Word of God. Amen. I'll tell you that we ought to be passionate for the Bible because of its authority. Hallelujah. The authority of the Word of God. Amen. The Bible is the authoritative Word of God. Amen. There is authority in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the Bible brings authority to our life. Amen. The Bible has authority over the enemy. The Bible has authority, amen, over the trials and the tribulations and the temptations of our life. Amen. There is authority in the Word of God. Amen. When I read the Bible, amen, and I can quote the Bible to Satan and he flees and he trembles. He does not want the Word of God. He don't want to hear the Bible. Why? Because the Word of God has authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, this book is not popular in hell. Amen. But they all know it well. Amen. Because it has authority over the enemy, authority over Satan, authority over every demon. Hallelujah. It's authority. It is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's authority. Amen. Its authority stands eternal. You know that? Amen. Its authority does not diminish when a new administration moves into the White House. The authority of the Bible is still the same. The authority of the Bible is not diminished when a judge takes it out of the school. The authority of the Word of God is not diminished when its words are taken off of courthouse walls. The Word and authority of the Word of God. Amen. It is not diminished. But the Word of God will stand for all of eternity. And when we stand before God as our judge, amen, this authoritative Word of God, amen, will be the book that we are judged by. Amen. It has that authority for all of eternity. Amen. It was good enough. Amen. For the early church, it's good enough for us today. Its authority still works. Hallelujah. Amen. Its authority. It's the last word. The authority. Yeah. How many of you like to get the last word in? Get the last word in. You know what? You want to get that last word? Let me tell you what. God's already got the last word. God has already got the last word. It is the authoritative Word of God. Amen. His Word. Amen. It will stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you why we ought to be passionate about the Word of God, not only because of its author, not only because of authority, but you know what? We need to be passionate about it because of its durability. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible, amen, we have it today. But let me tell you what, it is durable. Because throughout the time, through ages of time, they have tried to do away with the Word of God. There's those that have tried to block it out of countries. There's those that have tried to annihilate it. Amen. There is those that tried to do away with it. Amen. There are some that they tried to snuff out the Word of God. And no, lo and behold, if they didn't turn their own home into a printing press and print Bibles. Amen. Let me tell you what. It is durable. Amen. It lasts. It'll go through every storm, every fire, every persecution. Amen. The Word of God endures. Amen. Though the world may try to put it away and lock it out and close it out and destroy it, the Word of God keep rising up. Amen. I'm passionate about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's people there that seems, even when there's a majority, and seems to be a majority that does not believe in the Word of God does not go obsolete. It still endures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, the Word of God, it will endure for all of eternity. Praise the Lord. It's the Word of God. It's durability. We need to get passionate about it. Man, it's the Bible. It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. You need to get passionate about the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Its author, its authority, its durability. Amen. Its effectiveness. Amen. The Bible. Amen. You can have an old Bible. Amen. But let me tell you what. That Bible is still effective. It never loses its effectiveness. There's those that say, well, that Bible was for a different generation. Or that Bible does not fit our culture. Our culture has changed. Amen. They might say, you know, that Bible, it just don't apply to people today. It don't apply to people today. Let me tell you, the Word of God is effective in every generation. It has been effective in every continent. It is effective, amen, in all parts of the world. Hallelujah, it is effective. Amen. I wished I had the story down a little better, and you'll have to forgive me if I get it just wrong, and I'll just tell you that right from the start, but it goes something like this, that there was a tribe somewhere in the world that they were some unknown tribe, but somehow they came in contact with one page of the Bible. They read that one page, and out of that one page of the Bible, amen, God began to speak to their heart. And for years, they sought the God of that one page of the Bible. Until one day a missionary came in and he brought his Bible with him and they attested to what was in that Bible and they said, we've been praying for years. And the story goes something like, they've been praying for years for some God, that the God of that one page of the Bible. Let me tell you what, amen, the Word of God is effective. Amen, it can just one page get in the hands, amen, of a child, of a sinner, and God can reach to their heart. The Word of God is effective. Amen, you ought to be hiding it in the heart of your children. Amen, I admire the Martin family for what they've done with their family. But you know what? You need to do something in your family for your children's sake because it is effective in their life. Amen, if you put the Bible in their life, get passionate about it. Let the children know the Word of God's important to me. The Bible's important to me, and it ought to be important to you. It's effective. Amen. The Bible is effective for the salvation of souls. The same Bible, amen, that led Grandma, that led dear old saints of God, amen, to finish their course. Amen, will be the same Bible that allows us to finish our course. You don't need nothing new. You don't need it modified. You don't need it changed. But if the Word of God, amen, is good enough, and the Word of God was good enough to let Grandma live holy enough, amen, to make it to God's holy heaven, amen, I believe the Word of God, amen, ought to be holy enough, amen, to make me live holy enough, amen, that I can make it to heaven. And because Grandma's there, I ought to get passionate about the Word. Hallelujah. It's effective. It's effective. Let me tell you, the Bible is effective against the enemy. It is effective against the enemy. Yes. Psalms 119. My longest chapter of the Bible, but in every word deals with precepts, statutes, laws, commandments. Amen. Talks about and through all of the verses of the Psalms 119. Amen. Why is that? I believe it's showing us the importance that we ought to be passionate about the Word of God. Amen. But when I read the Bible is effective over the enemy. It's effective over the temptation of the enemy. Right? When Jesus was tempted, Brother Jonathan used this last night, when Jesus was tempted, amen, what did he say? It is written. It is written. It is written. Amen. It was good enough, right? We ought to get passionate about the Bible. Let me tell you, if the Bible, amen, and the Word of God was strong enough, amen, for Jesus to resist temptation, amen, I believe we ought to be passionate about the Bible to help us in the time of our temptation. Hallelujah. It's effective. It's effective. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't you love the Lord tonight? Amen. It's time to get passionate about the Bible. The Word of God is under such attack. Everywhere we go, the Word of God is under attack. People don't want to hear you read the Bible. People don't want you to talk about the Bible. Man, when you're witnessing, they don't even want you to quote the Bible. I don't believe that book, so you don't use that on me. I don't believe in that book. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. Man, I think the Word of God needs somebody to be passionate for it. Amen. There ought to be a passion for our Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. When we lose the Word of God, when we lose the Bible in our church, then we're in trouble. At the chapel, we're in trouble. Amen. Thank God for His Word. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the Bible, Lord. Hallelujah. How passionate are you about the Word of God? How passionate are you? Are you passionate enough, amen, that you would stand up for the Word of God? Are you passionate enough that you would defend the Word of God?
Right.
Are you passionate enough,
right,
about the Word and about the Bible,
yes,
that when its scripture is called into question, yes, when its authority is called into question,
right,
when its author is called into question, are you passionate enough about the Word of God that you will defend it and that you'll stand up for it? Are you passionate enough about the Word of God that if anybody teaches or preaches anything other than the Word of God, that you would stand up and defend His Word? We need to be a passionate church. Amen. Dear Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, that you breathed it. God, you inspired it. You moved on holy men of God. Man, as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I want to please you. God, I want to serve you. I want my life, Lord, to be a life that's pleasing to you. And God, the only way I know how to do that is by what I read in your word. God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, help Bethel Chapel to become passionate for the Word of God. Become passionate for the Bible. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, would you come to this altar tonight? Amen. Let's come. Amen. Let's let God help us develop a passion for the Word of the Lord.
You've done all that you can. Those voices.
Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God, the word of God. Amen. It will never pass away. His word stands true. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together if you would. Amen. If I could, for just a few moments after service tonight, I would like to just, and I won't keep you, but just a few minutes, okay? And that's children's church workers and Sunday school teachers, okay? Amen. If I could meet with you, we'll meet in the fellowship hall. That'll be the easiest thing back there. And but just real quickly, I won't keep you long. The quicker you get back there, the quicker we can be done. I may be 5-10 minutes at most, all right?